Hello and welcome to episode 304 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. I've just relaunched the Daily Brainwave Facebook page, so like us on there to see how you can get a shout out on the show. You can also email the show at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and rate us online on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we continue our look at all things dragon by meeting the whole dragon family. As I mentioned on Monday in episode 301, dragons have a long and storied history in Asia. There were so many dragons out and about in China back in 1100 BC that an emperor set out to bring some order to chaos. He evaluated the various dragons of lore and set up a system of categories for them. For example, you had yellow dragons. Now these were the masters of language, bringing the gift of writing from the gods and acting as the transmitters of prayers of the people to the various deities. Then there were the red dragons, red like the sun in the heat of the summer, which they protected. Want to have a nice, relaxing vacation this July? The red dragon is your dude. Black dragons were dragons of mystery, residing in the unreachable depths of the deepest, inexplorable lakes. If you see a white dragon while you're out and about, watch out. White dragons are a symbol that a time of scarcity is on the way. Water sources might dry up or food shrivel to dust. Finally, there were the blue dragons. And these weren't the same as the azure dragons in episode 301. These blue dragons embolden people, bringing courage in conflict, but also courage and care for the downtrodden and the outcasts. Now, not all Chinese dragons are as austere. In fact, one dragon started out as a simple fish. Yulong was a giant carp swimming the world. But one day, it came across the Dragon's Gate, a massive waterfall. When it swam through the falls, the carp found itself transformed into a powerful dragon. Players of the modern video game Pokemon may recognize the similar carp-to-riches story. Calm down, Gyarados. Calm down. Steady. Steady. Humanity, it seems, has no shortage of optimism. Authors have spilled much ink over what an ideal society might look like. And here in real life, people have splintered off from the mainstream to try and go start their perfect communities, their utopia. So in this reflective time of year, we're going to spend a week looking at some of these utopias. From the ideas of H.G. Wells to some real-world attempts to bring about ideal societies in real life, we'll take a look at utopias throughout history on Utopia Week, starting Monday, right here on the Daily Brainwave. Thank you for listening to episode 304 of the Daily Brainwave. Check out our new Facebook page, and please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however you find us. You can contact me via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we wrap up Dragon Week by seeing just how Daniel got into that lion's den in the first place. And yes, it involved dragons.